Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Have you ever woken up, looked in the mirror, and thought, where the heck did my cheeks go? So I'm so excited about today's guest. We've got Amy Engel here from Sweet Spot Medi Spa. And if you don't already know, this woman has a magic touch when it comes to helping people look fresh, natural, and confident without that really overdone look. Now, here's the thing. We are all going to wake up one day, look in the mirror and think, wait a second, where did my cheeks go? Or why does my face look a little tired when I actually feel amazing? That, my friends, is called volume loss. And Amy is here to spill all the secrets on why it happens and what we can actually do about it. So today we're talking treatments, tips, and how to get that youthful fullness back without looking like you've had work done. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. Man, I can't speak today. And to our audience and our fans and everyone out there listening, thank you so much for your support. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. Amy, it's really good to meet you. How's it going?
Thanks. It's nice to meet you too. It's going great. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, so excited to talk about volume loss. My gosh, I turned 41 and I'm starting to see those things happening too. And like the jowls, my neck, like a little bit of hanging here. And and it, like what I said in the intro is like one day you just wake up, you're like, what the heck is happening to my body?
Every day's a struggle after 40. I feel like once you hit 42, it's just like, oh, you just start noticing more and more. I'm 52 and it's not stopping. It's still a struggle. But there are ways to fix that and to feel more youthful in your skin.
You look absolutely amazing. I would have put you like in your late 30s, early 40s. I would have thought we were the same for sure.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate that. I always say it takes a village.
What's that?
It takes a village.
Amen.
Yeah.
I was reading yesterday this thing on, you know, confident people and how confident people, they get a team of people to help them, and not confident people, they try and do everything on their own. And so sounds like you've got a village.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
So let's start with the basics. What exactly is volume loss and why does this happen?
Right. So when we are born, our cells turn over every 3 days. We have brand new cells in our skin and our tissue every 3 days as a newborn. As we get older into our 20s, then we start to lose collagen. And collagen is what keeps our skin looking young, plump, and tight. So you think, oh, I think it's at 40 you lose it. No, the process starts at late 20s and it just continues on for the rest of your life. So you notice it more usually in your 40s because you've had, you know, over a decade of that regeneration that is lost. And so volume loss is where you can lose elastin and collagen, which tightens your skin, along with bone loss and fat loss in your face. So with a combination of all of that, that's why we start to see older people, you know, usually, like I said, at age 40 is when I saw my transformation of my face falling. That is kind of when women start to notice like their cheeks, usually the cheeks is the first. They'll notice that they don't have as plump, that apple plump of their cheeks as they did when they were younger. They'll also notice jowls. They'll notice that their jawline is not as snatched. Neck, yes, the neck gets looser. And I call it my windshield wiper. I have a windshield wiper right under my chin. You'll also notice an older woman, probably around 50s, 60s, their lips start to get thinner as well. So, even the temples, you might notice that people's face looks a little fuller, but their temples are a little sunken. And that is another wonderful feature of getting older.
Wow. So all these things are happening without us even knowing it. It's deep in our bodies. So is volume loss more than just aging? Does lifestyle and health factors play a role in it as well?
Absolutely. It's funny when my clients come in for treatments such as like neurotoxin, like Botox, or even if they come in for filler to help plump, I usually can tell what side of their face they sleep on. Almost 99%. I'll say, "Do you sleep on your right side?" And they'll say, "Yes, but I sleep actually on both." And then I'll ask them, "Well, what side do you wake up on?" And it's usually the side that I've noticed that there's been some volume loss. So you would also notice people sitting in their car driving, their left side of their face may have a little bit of more hyperpigmentation from sun damage, which then also kind of can break down that elastin as well. So also, our diet, smoking absolutely wrecks your skin. That is horrible.
Even
Drug
vaping,
use,
is vaping and smoking the same
vaping,
thing?
yes, vaping also, not just cigarettes, but vaping. Yes, it's horrible for your skin. It suffocates the tissues. It decreases the blood flow to the tissues so that the tissue can be healthy and vibrant and plump. So exercise too. If we don't exercise and we use our muscles, then you'll have muscle loss. And so with the muscle loss, you can also see volume loss.
So, what are the most effective treatments for restoring lost volume?
I think one of the most popular treatments is hyaluronic acid. So if
Okay.
you go to a medical spa and you complain, "Where I don't have cheeks, my face is falling, I've got jowls, where's my lips?" We can use hyaluronic acid to plump up the face. There's tons of different ones out there. There's a lot of hyaluronic acid in syringes that you can buy in the United States. You've heard of Restylane, Juvederm. There's Revanesse, which is used to be called Versa. There's also RHA. There's a lot of products, and they all have collections with them. The newest one on the market is called Evolysse. I always want to say Evolysse. And they have two products out, Smooth and Form. And that just came out this year. But they're all pretty much made the same. There are some differences to some of them, and it's all related on G Prime of how the product, when it is injected into the face, how it moves with expression. So there are some products that are very light and thin. Bellotero is one, and it doesn't last as long. And then there's some more robust fillers, like RHA4, which can last up to 2 years. I think the studies say like 15 to 16 months, but in my office, in my spa, I see clients that come back in 2 years and I still can tell there's product in their face. So by using these hyaluronic acid products, it plumps up the face and it's instantaneous. So you will see it the day of your treatment, which people love, that instant gratification.
Yeah, everyone's chasing that these days for sure.
Chasing, yes, for sure. And so if they come in and they want some plumpness to their tissue, their face, immediately, I suggest hyaluronic acid. One of my go-tos is RHA. They have a collection of four. They're all made just a little bit differently. So there's some thin, and then there's some a little bit thicker. And so I use certain ones for certain places of the face. For instance, if you're doing a jawline or chin to just kind of define it a little more, and the cheeks, you want to use something that's robust, kind of like bone is robust. So we use RHA4 to put in that area to give it definition. If you're doing the nasolabial folds or the Marriott lines, you won't want to put something so robust in that area because then you'll see it and it won't look natural. And when you smile, it just looks like you have something in there. So we use something more like RHA2 or 3, depending on how deep the nasolabial folds are. And then for the lips, if I have clients that are older, they usually don't want to have Kardashian lips. So they just want a little volume, or they want their lips to look a little more smooth and defined, because as we get older, we also lose our lip line. So I will suggest RHA Redensity, which is kind of a thinner product. So it's easy to really inject into those fine lines around the lips where, when you put lipstick on and the lipstick gets in the creases. Women complain about that a lot. You can actually kind of pop those little lines out with Redensity and you won't see product in there. It'll just kind of smooth it out. I call it like butter, just putting butter on a slice of bread. It's just really smooth and beautiful. So there's all kinds of things that we can do in the face with hyaluronic acid. There's other products as well that helps with volume definition to give a little more boost. One is called Sculptra. Sculptra is a biostimulator. When it's injected, it's a liquid. So it takes about 12 weeks for the body to be stimulated and to produce their own collagen. What it does is a chain link. When you inject it, it will grab the collagen and fibrogen, and it will communicate to each other so that more collagen can be developed and elastin can form. When we get older, those bonds break. So it's just like a little bridge that communicates between the two to help with that volume growth. With those treatments, you don't see instant gratification. You might from the fluid volume that's there in the face, but in the next day or two, your face is going to absorb that. And then you have to wait about 12 weeks for the volume of your face to fill out. We also do repeated treatments with that. So it's not a one and done. And then we do about like a treatment every year just as a touch up. And so a lot of people who have more of a cachectic look, it was discovered they were using it for HIV patients, and they noticed that, it really did give volume, and they thought, why don't we use this in aesthetics? And that's how it went into the aesthetics field. So it's a slow process. So if you have a lot of patients but you want to look natural, that's a great treatment. There's also Radiesse, which is another biostim. It's a little bit different. It's kind of more like a filler, and it stimulates collagen. And we can do all kinds of things with that. In my spa, I do Brazilian butt lifts with it. I do neck tightening. I can put it in the cheeks. I put it in the hands. So women who don't like how their hands look because they may look really veiny or skinny, you can put that in the hands and give it more volume so they look more youthful.
Wow. Sounds like there's so many options. How do you help clients choose?
Yeah, so I just take a look. I do a consult, take a look, and assess their face. So let's say I'm looking at someone's face and they don't like their face because it's falling. So I'll notice usually most women that say that they need some volume in their cheeks. Just by putting a little volume in their cheeks can just really kind of pull the face up. And when I say that, it's not mechanically pulled, it's more of a visual pull. So if you think about a triangle that's upside down, that's how they look at their face. When you put volume at the top of the triangle, then it flips that triangle around. So then the face looks like it's more lifted and it's just more aesthetically pleasing. So when I look at the cheeks, I usually like to use, like a hyaluronic acid. It's immediate. They don't have to wait for it. And it's just an overall great treatment and lasts for, like I said, a year to 2 years. But like if I'm looking at the neck, we really don't put hyaluronic acid in the neck because it's more bulky. So we like to use stuff like Radiesse Hyperdilute. We'll make it more of a liquidy type of product so then it can stimulate over time.
Wow. So how natural can the results look? Because I know a lot of people are afraid of looking overdone. They don't want to look like they've got work done. They don't want people to know. It's going to be their dirty little secret between you and them. So
Right,
how natural
exactly.
are these results?
Yes. So it really depends on a couple of factors. One
Okay.
is the injector. You have to go to a good injector that knows what they're doing, knows where to place it, knows what product to use. And then the other is the product. So with those two things, those are the most important. In my spa, I have six providers that I oversee and I've trained, and I tell them always go natural, go low and slow. If someone comes in for the first time and they've never had filler in their cheeks and they want filler, I'm not gonna just load them up with a couple of syringes. Even though they
Right.
may need two syringes, I'm gonna just do one and split it in half, wait a week or two, let them get used to it, and then have them come back and put another syringe in. When I first started, I made the mistake of doing that. I had a client that needed two for sure, and I put one on each side, and she just could not get over the swelling that she had. It wasn't that bad. But she was just really focused on the swelling in her cheeks, and it just overwhelmed her. And she just
Right.
did not handle it well. It looked amazing once the swelling went down, but it just kind of traumatized her. So I always go low and slow. I always say we can always add more. I have seen some women, and you probably have too. We call them pillow faces. Do you know what I'm talking
Yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Pillow faces, where they have just been overtreated.
Overdone. Yeah.
Yeah, overdone. I think Tom Cruise at one time looked a little overtreated. I know he had some like chipmunk cheeks.
Why does the
And then
provider continue to do it? Like, that's what I don't
yeah.
understand is,
I
like,
know.
why are they doing it if they look ridiculous?
Right,
I don't get
yeah.
it.
There's times I've told my clients, "No, that's enough.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm not doing
exactly.
anymore. You need to look natural." If I put another syringe in, it won't look right. And just trust me on this. And I
Yeah,
think
because
more
some
to
people get
the
hooked on it, right? Like they get hooked on
yes.
that youthful look and they think more and more and more and more. Just like you see those people who tan. You see them, they're like orange, but they can't see it themselves, right? So people need a good mentor to coach them along this process because it can be addicting, but it makes you look really good.
Right. But then you don't look good if you overdo it. So
Exactly.
there is a happy medium, definitely. Yeah. So yeah, I'm very, very adamant about looking natural. So
Yeah.
like I said, I really do educate my clients a lot when they come in.
I love that. So, what can people expect during and after a treatment session?
So if they come in, depending on what they decide they want to do, which part of their face, they'll just say they want to do their lips. They come in. What I'll do is I'll do a full assessment, and I'll look not just at their lips, but at the rest of their face, because maybe they're focused on their lips, but if they had just maybe given a little bit of volume to their cheeks, or if I've given them volume to around their mouth, their lips might look better. So you kind of have to look at the whole picture, not just one part of the face. One instance I can tell you is a lot of people come in and they think they want their tear troughs treated. They say, "I don't like the dark circles under my eyes. I don't like the bag. I don't like how it looks under my eyes. I look tired all the time, and I want filler in my tear trough." And that means just putting filler right underneath the eye. Not everyone's a
Wow.
candidate for it, and it is tricky. It is very tricky to do, and sometimes it doesn't work very well. So what I noticed over time, just from my experience, is that if I just did tear troughs when they said, "I want tear troughs," it would be a disaster. When most people who think they need tear troughs actually need their cheeks treated, because of the volume loss in their cheeks, it makes a hollowness under the eye. So I call it like a two-in-one. Come in, get your cheeks done, and then your tear troughs will probably look a lot better, and you'll be happy. But there are some clients that need both. It just depends. Everyone's different. But that's what I always like to do, is treat the cheeks first if there's actual volume loss. So yeah,
What
so
are
I'll go over all that. Let's do this first instead of what you were thinking, and then we'll go from there. I put a treatment plan together. I do my injections, post-care treatment instructions, and then have them come back in a week or two. To either reassess, see if there's anything we need to do to correct any like imperfections, or do the next treatment.
Okay, what is the recovery time after a treatment?
Yeah, it really depends on what you get done. If you were to get Sculptra done, and that's the one I was talking about, that you have to wait 12 weeks, there's a lot of injection points with that. I mean, we numb, so it's very comfortable, but you have to do like massage 5 minutes a day, or sorry, 5 minutes a time, 5 times a day for 5 days. So that's a little bit of work that they have to do. And the reason for that is you want to prevent any nodules forming, because you can get nodules. The product can get under, get as it's under the skin, it actually can kind of collect in a little nodule. So you want to massage to keep that smooth. But as far as downtime, really not much. If you get your lips injected, lips swell more than pretty much anything else in the face. So I always give my clients a 3-day warning. Your lips are going to be swollen for 3 days. Some women love it. They love that swollen look, you know, but I do warn them that does take about 3 days for that to go down. And it depends on how much we put in the lip. So if I'm just putting maybe a quarter or a half of syringe, they're not going to swell as much as if I put a full syringe in their lip in one time. So.
Got it. Okay. So what is the biggest myth about fillers and volume loss treatments that you want to bust right now?
The unnatural look, for sure. I think that's the number one complaint that when I get a new client in, they're like, well, I want to get this done, but I don't want to look unnatural. I hear
Right.
that all the time. And so I just have to really, tell them, I have to like really press to them that I love the natural look and well, let's just do a half a syringe. I know you're afraid. Let's just do half a syringe and let's look in the mirror after I get half a syringe in and you decide, do you want to keep going with the full syringe in your lip or do you want to stop? And we can then do the treatment 2 weeks later. So I think that fear of not looking natural, looking overdone, and I think I have to blame Hollywood for that. I mean,
Yeah.
you've seen Catwoman, right? I mean, there's some crazy faces out there. And again, like you said, why are these plastic surgeons doing this to other people's faces? It just makes the industry look scary. And
Yeah.
I really really believe that that's probably one of the biggest myths is that you can't look natural when you're getting derma filler in your face.
So for people who are nervous about needles or treatments, how do you help them feel more comfortable?
That's a good question. So I do a lot of education and that helps, just having the knowledge of what's going to happen in the next hour really puts people at ease. We have squeezy balls in every room, give them a squeezy ball so they get a stress ball. And so that helps. Just listen to their concerns and address them. There has been times I've had a client that's been so nervous that I just said, let's not do this now. Why don't you go home and think about it? I give them some information to read about it and then let them kind of come back on their own terms. I also will have relaxing music on, just a really chill environment in our spa, which helps a lot.
Yeah.
I also have really, really good numbing cream. So my lidocaine that I use is a gel and it is amazing stuff. I've had new clients come to me that said, I had my lips done and it hurt so bad. And then I did it and they're like, wow, I didn't even feel that. That was crazy. So there's a
Wow.
lot of little tricks and trade of the trade to do to help ease your client when they're nervous.
Amazing. So besides treatments, are there any lifestyle habits that can support maintaining facial volume?
Eating a healthy diet, exercise, all the things that we've heard our whole life, staying away from smoking, staying away from vaping. And really a lot of it is genetic, sleeping on your back. Sleeping on your back and not on your side, that's a big one because I do see faces that
Really,
are
hey?
asymmetric from people sleeping on one side. And they'll say,
What does
oh, well,
it
I
do?
lost. Yeah,
Does it like
yeah.
it pushes the skin? Like, so what does it do?
Yeah, it just, yeah, there's not as much tissue, like there's not as much collagen. So, for instance, if I'm doing cheeks and I'm going in and putting product on the cheekbone, because that's how I do it. I can tell if they've slept on one side more than the other because the needle goes in deeper on the side they don't sleep on. So
Interesting.
what it does, it just kind of degrades the collagen a little bit faster. I think sleeping on your back is a biggie. And sleeping side to side, you're still sleeping on your face. So I even have people sleep on their stomach, and that's really hard on their face. Silk pillowcases are the best to use, especially if you just can't get off your side. Those are the best for your face. Yeah, and just using really good skincare products. You can
Yeah.
buy all kinds of things on the market. It's just there's so much to choose from, but you
Yeah,
really
so
need to
much,
pick
like
so
so
much. It's
much.
hard to pick which one, right?
Yes.
I would suggest that you use a product that is in a medical spa because usually they are tested and there's a lot of research behind it, and they're medical grade products. They're usually the
Okay.
best to start out with. And we have our own product in our spa. We call it Sweet Spot Skincare, and it's really game changing. We've had people on it for a couple of years now when we started it, and we see less hyperpigmentation, less dryness, just overall healthier skin. So it's important to have a good skincare regime.
Very important. I agree with that. So, if someone listening is curious but hesitant, what is the best first step that they should take?
A consultation. I think a
Okay.
consultation to start is perfect. There's a lot of medical spas out there that will give free consultations. So find the spas that have been open for a while that have licensed professionals. And when I say licensed professionals, I mean nurse practitioners, doctors, that have license to do injections. Also, make that consultation and do a little research. Do Google search and find out kind of where to go. Go on their website and just kind of see their before and afters. That's a great place to start.
What kind of consultation experience do you offer?
So our consultations are free. Anyone can come in for a consultation. Even if you're an existing client, you can come and see us anytime, no charge. When you come in the door, we'll get pictures and we'll get consents and we'll do like a health history on you. And then when you go back to the room, we'll discuss kind of some of the things that brought you into the spa that day. What is bothering you? I always like to ask what of all the things that you have mentioned, what bothers you the most? And let's focus on that first. I always like to start from the top of the head down when I treat, because just by doing, say, filler in the cheeks or the temples, you do a little bit of that lift I talked about. That's more of a visual lift. So then you
Okay.
don't have to treat as much as you go down. If you start to treat lower, then you're going to have to use more product. It's going to cost more for the client, and it just doesn't make sense. So I always do from head down, and then I talk about, what bothers you the most. These are the different treatments that we could do, and then this is also how many treatments you're going to need. Some treatments only need one. Some may need a several, like in a row, like every 30 days. So it really kind of depends on the client's wishes, how much, downtime that might be needed. Do they need to take off work? Because we do other things like laser treatments where there is more downtime. Then we also, again, we do the treatment plans with other modalities. So maybe not just, filler, volume, adding volume, but we might do some skin resurfacing too to help kind of with that overall look with the volume loss.
Amazing. So where can people find you?
So you could go on our website. It's sweetspotmedispa.com. We also have an Instagram and a Facebook page. You can go there. You can call us, text us. If you would like to get a hold of me when you text, just say you'd like to speak to me, Amy, and I certainly will give you a call if you have any questions. If you don't live in the South Florida area and you are coming to visit, we do have a lot of vacationers that come to our spa because they may not have the services that we offer where they live. So we welcome anyone that wants to come in and do a free consultation and go from there.
Yeah, like we were talking about, I'm from Canada and a lot of Canadians go to you for in the wintertime. So Canadians, go see Amy if you're looking to get some work done on your face
Thank
this winter.
you. I have quite a few Canadians. That's true. Thank you.
So finally, do you have any last minute thoughts on volume loss? Perhaps like what is the one thing you wish everyone knew about volume loss?
I think the one most important thing is that you don't have to live with it. There are means to actually turn back that time and kind of plump your face up. And it's more of It's kind of natural. I mean, it's hyaluronic acid. We have hyaluronic acid in our body. It's made in a lab. I actually went to the Toxicane lab in Switzerland last year to see the RHA collection of fillers being made, which was really exciting. And you know, it's a natural product that we do carry on our body. So we're just kind of replenishing. We're doing little tune-ups to our face, and it's not like we're putting actual foreign body weird stuff in our face. It's more like just kind of a way of just kind of aging gracefully.
Amy, thank you so much for being here today and for telling us all about volume loss. Like I said, I know it's something that has started, I've started to notice on my own face, and I was like, why is this happening? And after hearing you, it makes a lot of sense. So thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
And to our audience, we will have all of her links in the show notes for you so you can have easy access to her website and her spa. And like Amy said, you don't have to age ungracefully. There are things you can do, and it's really not as difficult as you might think. So do your research, age gracefully, enjoy every moment, but love yourself. Let's love ourselves. Until next time, take care, everyone.